Human review of machine output is a rate limiter, and what it limits is not the machine. On July 2, a review session finished reading 9 finished drafts of posts for this site and wrote one sentence at the end of its handoff. My signature is the only gate left on the set. Every mechanical check had passed on all 9. The single open question was whether one paragraph in the 8th draft needed a sketch worked into it properly, and the session offered me 3 ways to answer, including the option of doing nothing. 6 weeks later, 8 of those 9 drafts are still unpublished, and nothing about them has changed except that they have become 6 weeks older. The 9th went up on July 25, and that is the last date anything with a number on it appeared on the main line of this site. 18 days of silence there, while the same workspace shipped 8 short posts in August, 7 of them on a single day, because that particular queue was wired to a different approval path. There are 23 drafts sitting in the posts directory right now. The production did not slow down. What slowed down was the one step in the pipeline that required me, and I want to write down what that looked like from the inside, because the pattern is more interesting than the failure. What the record shows about my own review step. The record is dated, which makes it harder to tell myself a flattering story about it. On July 6, I deliberately added a review step. A blind test across 7 models had just compared their first drafts of the same post, and rather than pick a winner from one trial, I set up a small standing experiment. For the next 3 to 5 posts, 2 models would each draft from an identical package, both drafts would be gated mechanically, both would be rendered through the same synthetic voice, and I would listen to them without knowing which was which and pick by ear. As an experiment, it is well posed, and it has exactly one dependency, which happens to be me. The first pair was staged on August 4. I have not listened to it. As of today, the experiment sits at 0 completed trials out of 5, and the posts queued behind it sit where it left them. What happened over the following month is the part worth reading. On July 15, a post was exempted from the experiment by my own decision, drafted directly, and run through every other gate. On August 6, a second post was exempted, and the reason recorded in the scoreboard is worth quoting, because I did not notice at the time how much it conceded. The experiment's apparatus, meaning 2 full drafts, 2 audio renders, and a listening session with me in it, costs more than the artifact it would compare. On August 11, 7 more posts were exempted at once, and the drafting session had the good sense to flag that applying a single exemption 7 times is a policy rather than a precedent, and to card it for me to veto. The sequence then? I added a review step, then rooted around it 3 times over 5 weeks, each time on the grounds that my participation cost more than it was worth, and each time recording the exemption honestly rather than quietly. 9 posts have now shipped through exemptions from a review step that has never once run. Yesterday, I retired the whole category by voice note, and the sentence I used was that I do not listen to the drafts before they are posted, so curation has to be automatic, and I will flag all of those drafts as accepted. The voice note reads as a change of policy and functions, as a description. It records what had already been true since the middle of July, arriving about 4 weeks after the fact. The gates that replace me are not the ones I would have guessed. Here is what makes the retirement defensible rather than merely convenient. Over exactly the same weeks that my review was quietly ceasing to happen, the pipeline was accumulating machine checks at a rate I had not tracked as a trend. On July 25, 2 gates went in. 1 blocks a post when the author's own artifacts admit the underlying study is unfinished, on the reasoning that an unfinished study should be finished rather than written around. The other forces any post carrying original quantitative results to ship as a pair, with the conclusions in prose and every table in a companion document, because a post that is 30 minutes of talking about numbers is a structural defect and not a style note. On July 31, 2 more. Every number in a draft has to trace to an artifact that actually contains it, checked by a script that resolves each pointer. Every citation has to carry a fetch record written at the moment of citation, so a source that was never opened cannot enter a draft at all. Add those to what was already running. A privacy scan against a deny list, two style measurements including one that lints banned rhetorical constructions, a mandatory claim-by-claim fact check on an external model, a blind multiple model publication review, a deploy gate that refuses to publish from an unpushed commit, and a link checker that runs over the published corpus afterwards. 11 checks, and none of them gets bored, forgets, or leaves a set of 9 drafts sitting for 6 weeks. The uncomfortable observation is that I did not build most of those gates in response to my own review failing. I built them in response to specific errors that reached publication years and months earlier, including one post that had to be deleted for being under-researched, and an audit that found 85 factual errors across 33 published posts. The machine gates were built to catch the things my review had already missed while it was still running. By the time my review stopped running, its distinctive contribution had been narrowed to something very close to taste. What actually shrank? The obvious reading of all this is that I got lazy or overloaded, and there is enough truth in it that I am not going to argue. But the dated record does not fit the lazy story cleanly, because the exemptions all give the same reason, and the reason is a ratio rather than a mood. The review costs more than the artifact. A blind listening session over 2 drafts of a 600-word note takes me perhaps 20 minutes and produces 1 bit of information about which of 2 models writes better. The note itself took a model about 4 minutes to draft and a script about 90 seconds to gate. When the verification of a thing costs an order of magnitude more than its production, review has stopped being quality control in any useful sense. It has become a queue, and the queue depth grows at whatever rate the machine produces. That rate is what turned 9 finished drafts into 6 weeks of nothing. What shrank is not my willingness to review, and not really my attention either. What shrank is the length of work I can usefully review before the production outpaces the verification, and that number has been falling all year without my measuring it. The honest version of my voice note is that the horizon over which my reading adds information has contracted to something shorter than a single post. And every retirement in the record above is that contraction showing up as a scheduling problem. There is a real cost, and I want it stated rather than waved at. The taste question, meaning whether anyone actually wants to read a given piece, is the one thing 11 machine gates do not model, and it was my step that was supposed to carry it. Losing that is a loss. It is also worth noticing that a gate which has not fired since the middle of July has a false negative rate of exactly 100%, so what I gave up yesterday was not the taste check. It was the belief that I still had one. The part I have not solved is smaller and worse than the part I have. Removing myself from the pipeline turns a supply problem into a throughput problem, and I now have a queue of qualifying work roughly 40 items deep with nothing between it, and publication, except a component I have not written yet. 6 weeks ago, the bottleneck had a signature on it. Today, the bottleneck is that nobody, human or otherwise, has been assigned the job of doing the next thing, and that vacancy is older than the review step I just closed.